Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Nitin Spinners Limited Q4 FY23 post-results conference call hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chandra. Thank you, and over to you, Avnish.
Thank you, Jiko. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I welcome you all to quarter four FY23 and full year FY23 conference call of Nitin Spinners Limited. We are pleased to host the top management of the company. Today, we have with us Mr. Dinesh Nolkar, Promoter and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. P. Maheshwari, CFO of the company. We will start the call with initial commentary on result, then we will open the floor for question and answer. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. P. Maheshwari, CFO of the company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Avnishji. Good afternoon and warm welcome to all the participants to this investor call post our fourth quarter FY23 and full year FY23 results. I hope all of you must have had a chance to look at our investor presentation that is uploaded on company's website as well as stock exchanges. Before Dinesh elaborate on present industry and business scenario, I am giving below brief highlight for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2023. Revenue for Q4 2023 was 654.80 crores against rupees 537.20 crores in same quarter last year. In last year December quarter, that is increase of 21.9% on QoQ basis. On year-on-year basis, revenue declined by 15% from 769.06 crores to 654.80 crores. Full year revenue for the current year is rupees 2,406.71 crores against last year revenue of 2,692.32 crores. That is decline of 10.6%, mainly due to shortfall in yarn production. Export for the quarter was 62% against total revenue, against 52% in Q3 2023. Export for the full year was 56% of revenue against last year, 22%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 70.98 crores as compared to 60.13 crores in Q3 FY23 and 167.4 crores in Q4 FY22. Cumulative EBITDA for the year is 297 crores against rupees 652 crores in FY22. EBITDA margin for the current quarter is 10.84% against Q3 margins of 11.19% and Q4 2022 margins of 21.8%. We have reported PAT of rupees 38.54 crores during the quarter against rupees 31.58 crores in Q3 2023 and 85.47 crores in Q4 2022. Cumulative PAT for the current year is 164.81 crores against last year PAT of rupees 326.14 crores. EPS for the quarter is 6.86 per share, and for full year it is 29.32 per share. Cash EPS for the quarter is 10.64 per share, and for full year it is 44.76 per share. That is all from my side. I now request Dinesh to apprise about industry and business scenario.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the call. Let me just brief you about the industry and business scenario. As discussed in our earlier conference calls and discussions, financial year 2023 was a very difficult year for the Indian cotton textile industry as it faced multiple challenges during the year, like very high price volatility, higher absolute prices of raw materials, relative price difference compared to international markets, resulting in competitive disadvantage for Indian spinners in the international markets, and demand slowdown due to geopolitical tensions and inflation in European and US economies. Cotton prices in domestic and international markets have stabilized, and volatility has been reduced since last 4-5 months, and gap between the international and domestic prices has also corrected to a large extent. Due to unprecedented volatility in cotton prices and steep disparity between international and domestic cotton, the industry remained uncompetitive and had to resort to production cuts, mainly in Q2 and Q3 of last financial year. Now the utilization in the spinning industry is restored to normalcy with stable cotton prices, and demand situation has also started to improve due to slight improvement in the retail side and reduced inventories in the downstream channel, as well as various opportunities created by China Plus One strategy. Coming to company's performance during the quarter and year, I would like to highlight that average utilization of spinning was 93% in the last quarter, as against 80% in the previous quarter. Due to a weak export demand, the margins continued under pressure, though the top line grew by about 22%. Further, the finished fabric division continued to run on optimum capacity utilization. Demand from export has started to pick up. We have seen uptick in export market, majorly from European countries, China, and Latin American countries. However, demand of knit fabrics and relevant yarn for knitting has still to pick up to the levels we expect it to. As regards yearly performance, the company has been able to achieve top line of 2,407 crores in spite of extremely turbulent times. The decline of 10.6% in annual revenue is mainly due to planned lesser production in Q2 and Q3 to avoid heavy losses. Overall margin remained under pressure due to high volatility in raw material prices during the year and the global challenges. The company continues to focus and increase the share in value-added market segments and penetrating more in domestic markets. With expanded capacities, the cost competitiveness will improve, and also it will help us to widen our product basket, enabling us to cater to varied product needs of existing as well as new customers. Now, an update on the CAPEX. We have already commissioned our weaving and knitting machines, and finishing plant, that is the fabric production process house, is expected to commission during this quarter. As regards spinning, erections of machines are in progress and partial trials have been started. In our Chittorgarh unit, the erection of machine will start from July. So overall, we are on track with the execution and expect to commence the project within the timelines envisaged during in the initial period, barring a small capacity due to heavy delay in supply of electronic components from our suppliers. This is all from my side. We are now open for questions from the participants.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Chinmay from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First, I wanted to understand what has been the spread for the quarter and the year as a whole.
Basically, if you see, our total yarn spread was from raw material to the yarn is about 100 rupees, 103 or 104 rupees for this particular quarter. And for the year, it was slightly higher at about 112 rupees or something like this.
Okay. And at the end of the day, it looks like the inventory levels looks higher. So is it that you guys have already bought cotton for the rest of the year, and what's the average price for the same?
Normally, we do not disclose the average prices. It is in line with the market prices. And Yes, definitely it is higher than the last year. The inventory level is higher than last year. We generally follow a principle of not to have too much of stocks with us, a reasonable level of last year, because the cotton prices were very high, we did not stock too much. This year it is to a reasonable level.
So how many months or something of any data on that? How many months of inventory do we have?
Basically, that is a normal data which we do not want to share on the confidential releases. You can always calculate it with the numbers which is available with you.
Okay. And in terms of the project that is going to be commissioned on the spinning side, you said it will be done based on the timeline emphasized earlier, which is like September 23, right?
Yes.
So in terms of benefits coming, weaving and knitting is already done. So if you can just bifurcate 1H and 2H, some part of the benefits would come in 1H as well, right? From these two, and spinning should give some benefit on H2. Is it fair to understand?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And so how much has been spent as on 950 was the total cost, as out of which 850 was the hard cost. So if Mysore, you can let us know what is the exact money that has been spent and what is left till now.
As on debt, we have spent nearly 600 crores.
Okay, so from a plant perspective, 250 more crore needs to be put, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, basically, we have spent 600 crores, out of which about 560 crores is on plant and machinery and 40 crores on the working capital and others. So this will be, so we are still left with about 280-290 crores for our capital expenditure and another 30-40 crores for the working capital side.
So based on the current cash flows, how much more debt we will be requiring, sir, for F24?
Basically, at the end of the March 24, means you can, that is the basic idea which is required. So that is, we will be, our total debt should be in the range of about 1,350 crores to 1,400 crores, inclusive of our working capital requirements. Our long-term debt will be about 810 crores, and short-term debt will be about 550, in the range of 500 to 550, depending on the inventories and others.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, and best wishes.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Surya Narayan, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, congratulations for good set of numbers in the challenging environment, Dinesh. My question is that first question is related to the apart from the cotton, we are also using some other fibers. So what is the fiber mix for closing of FY23, cotton vis-a-vis others?
Yes. So basically, if you see last year, our total consumption, if you see, of cotton was 90%, about 91% to be precise. We're also using some viscose, which was about 1 or 1.5%, and another 7 to 7.5% on the polyester side.
Okay, so and going forward, is the cotton prices, because there are in export a lot of demands from the European side, also coming from the for the blended ones. So will the blended ones will increase to see that reduction in the cotton mix?
Basically, what we are definitely, as a mix, we will have a reduction in the cotton side. We will have more of polyester and other fibers going forward. But overall consumption of cotton will not come down, because our capacity in the cotton side is also getting added.
Okay, so what could be FY24 ballpark figure, for cotton versus man-made?
Should be about 85-15.
85-15. And the second question is that we have provided taxation to the extent of only 6% versus earlier guided around 9%. So considering when we will be approaching next year, I hope we are entering into 25% taxation regime. So is the current taxation, whatever has been provided, will be the final majority, any data regarding it?
So this year tax rate is considering revising the deferred tax liability, which was provided on the basis of 34%. So next year the tax will be 25% only.
So this provision is final regarding the tax?
This is final because these are audited figures.
Okay. And sir, other question is that compared to the normal Combian, what is the value added yarn we are making?
We are making various varieties of yarns. We are making stretch yarns. We are also making slub yarn. We are also, going forward, we are going to produce gas yarns. Also, we are making some specialized blended yarn with high tensile requirement. So that is in the special category. And also, we are trying to develop the products as per the various industrial end needs also, wherein different kind of twists and different kind of parameters are desired. So we are making for different applications, for high strength as well as for different applications as well.
So if I am to classify into the yarn from, let's say, below 30 count and plus above 30 count is special, specialty size up to, let's say, 80 or so, whatever we could be providing, and plus slob yarn and other yarn. So if you can give some kind of percentage figure in terms of, value-wise or volume-wise.
Sir, I'm sorry to say, we'll not be able to share the exact data for this. We are not having it ready with us. And anyway, for confidentiality reasons also, we'll not be sharing this. But I can tell you, we are not considering 30s count and above as a specialty yarn. For us, all the normal combed and compact yarns are normal, considered as normal yarns only. When we do something additional over and above this, so that we have a higher value add, where we get better realization and it has a different application, then only we consider it as in that sense, value added category.
Your value added could be around 10-15% higher realization compared to normal Combian. So I believe if you can quantify the volume also, in the ratio of, let's say, normal Combian to other value added yarn. So that kind of ratio will help.
At the moment, we are not having that data. Maybe we'll work out and share with you.
Okay, I'll come later, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet 8 Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, you mentioned the spread for Q4 to be 104 rupees a kg. So what was the number for Q3?
I think for Q3, the number was about 94 or 95 rupees. Maheshwarji will be able to exactly tell you.
Okay. And sir, how would it be now as we speak?
More or less like similar kind of situation is there. Cotton prices have been very, very stable for last 4 months. They have moved in very short range. And accordingly, the yarn prices have also not been going up and down too much. In between, they went up slightly and again they have come back to similar levels, what was there in the January and early February. So the range is more or less similar.
And sir, what is the current price for 30 count yarn?
depends on the kind of product you are making. For 30s compact, we think the price is in the range of about 265 to 275 rupees, depending on the quality and others.
So when we mention, when we say 30s, normally people refer to 30s compact, is it?
Yeah, that's why I've mentioned a bracket. 30s comb, 30s compact, 30s weaving. So there are various kinds of products in the 30s also. So that's why I've given you a range of about.
So 30s combed would be how much?
Madam, we will not be able to share that much of information.
Fine, sir. Can you just give us an idea of how do you see the export markets for FY24 if we compare them with the last year?
Last year we had seen too much of volatility. Prices were falling continuously and customers were scared to buy, and customers wanted to finish their inventory which they were carrying of higher prices. So there was a restricted buying. Considering that the prices have stabilized and normalized, we would prefer to have going forward, demand will increase. And this we are also seeing and feeling from various customers. So definitely this will be a better year than the last financial year. Of course, still we have to reach the level of FY22, which will not be there, because that particular year, the demand was very, very low.
And sir, last question, I just missed on your export percentage for the last, for Q4.
It was 56%.
56?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. That's all from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Pankaj from Affluent Assets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. I'm audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Hello?
Yes, you are audible. Audible.
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Well, sir, just wanted to understand the industry scenario as compared to last quarter. I mean, Q3 and Q4, our spreads are improving, if I could read it right. And from the commentaries of other managements, I could understand that the destocking phenomenon which was affecting the industry has been put to rest, and it is bottoming out. So just wanted to understand what is the industry scenario, global scenario, and also the weakening of economies around our peer economies which are surrounding us, and what would be the impact of the same on near future.
First, about the industry scenario in general. In general, there was a slowdown in the textile segment all around the world. There was a fear of recession, due to which a lot of retailers went in to reduce their inventory. Interest costs for them was also increasing. So to balance it also, they had resorted to the inventory cuts. But fortunately for the industry, the retail sales have not come down substantially. Even if the numbers which is being reflected by various economies, if you see the actual number of pieces which has been sold has not come down substantially. So as such, demand at the customer end is reasonable. And we expect after this reduction in the prices, substantial reduction in the prices in last 8-9 months, and also a reasonable inventory levels at various retail levels as well as the manufacturing levels, the demand should be stable. So going forward, we foresee that demand remaining reasonable. Yes, there are pains in various segments of the industry. In some of the industry segments are doing well and some of them are still to recover. So that is a natural course which will take care, which will happen over a course of next 6 to 8 months. As far as
can you name which segments are doing well and which are not doing well?
If you see, last year home textile was not doing well. Now home textile is getting improving. Similarly, the apparel section is also improving. Knit segment, as I initiated in my commentary, that is not doing very well. And also there is an impact on the denim segment. So basically, leisure wear side, still there is some pain left, and the formals and the home textiles are doing better than what it was last year. Of course, still to go to the normal level. Yeah. And we, as you rightly commented in your question, that we are seeing that it is a bottoming out process which is happening. Cotton prices all over the world are reaching its bottom level. Near to the cost of production, they are reaching. So they are now, we should expect them to, if they remain at this level, the business should happen in a good manner. Now coming to your second part of the question, where you said that how the position of our neighbors and other competing peer countries, fortunately or unfortunately, our peer countries are in deeper trouble than us. I would say that we have problem in Turkey of specifically earthquake, which has dismantled their complete production chain. Pakistan and Sri Lanka, and today even Bangladesh is having currency issues. And China, as we all know, people would like wanting to ship from China, and they also had a severe COVID issues. So opportunity-wise, we are in a very good position where we have a complete supply chain up and running. And we are also seeing that various segments of the industry are getting utilized properly. In India, spinning capacity is being utilized more than 90% at this point of time. And also the downstream industry in weaving is also getting utilized pretty well. Knitting, of course, is slightly less, but rest of the segments are doing very well. So we expect that the demand of various countries, especially the developed one, should come to us.
Thank you, Lord, sir. Sir, just one follow-up. So with the demand improving and raw material prices subdued, do we expect double whammy playing out for us in coming season? I mean, coming next 9 months or 12 months?
We feel that not yet. As the economies have the fear of recession, the fear of recession is not out. So people are playing it out very, very cautiously. People have not yet started to build up their inventory to the reasonable level. Still, because of high interest rates, people do not want to have a higher inventory level, and which could result in higher sales. So definitely still that is a way away. And these prices are like stable prices, not subdued prices. Cotton prices not long ago were at 40,000 rupees a candy and 60-65 cents per pound. So now they are at a reasonable level, I would say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aman Madhrecha from Augmenta Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned that the current yarn, cotton yarn spreads are around 103 to 104 rupees per kg. So could you like provide the number wherein like if we are able to clock EBITDA margins of around 16-17% again, so what could be the ideal cotton yarn spreads wherein we can clock these margins?
Actually, this percentage depend on the denominator. So if the with same spread we were making 15-16% in the year 21 when the cotton yarn prices were averaging around 210 or 220 rupees. And today, with same denominator, when the cotton yarn prices are at about averaging at 290 rupees, this is like looking like 11-12%. So, consequently, from here, if we have to move up in the EBITDA side by 4-5%, we will have to add another 10-12 rupees to the delta.
Okay. And sir, I also wanted to confirm that like the news which we're hearing that the North Indian spinning mills, like they were looking to halt their operations for around 1 to 2 weeks a day. So is it happening with the smaller spinners or is it the scenario that is again happening? Because previously the spinners were switching to the blended polyester and viscose. but now they have enough stock for that also. So can you confirm that this is actually happening or what is the scenario?
As far as I am informed, we are not, as I told just now in the previous question, that the utilization level of the spinning is at about 90%. And we are not seeing any stoppages weekly or monthly or something on that part. Yes, definitely there is a change in the product mixes. During the COVID time and also during last year, second half, basically first half of last year when cotton season was ending, the non-availability of cotton has shifted many spinners to the alternate fibers. So they had experienced those fibers and have seen that whenever there is a good demand on that side, the margins could be very reasonable. So considering same, some people have shifted. Definitely shift is happening because of the demand of the various products which they were producing, not because of anything related with availability of cotton or sale of cotton as such. Yes, in south of India, as we have heard, that some small spinners are facing financial crunch and are under pressure. So accordingly, they have stopped. That's why the average utilization is coming at 90%.
Okay. And sir, could you please throw the number, what percentage of our revenue is from Bangladesh currently and what was it last year?
Pardon? What is the?
What is the percentage of revenue from Bangladesh and what was it last year?
The percentage of revenue from Bangladesh last year was about 20% plus of the total revenue. And this year it has come down to about 15-16%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Niraj Mangsika from White Pine Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Nolakaji, I had some questions related to the industry. I know you have just said that utilization of spinners are at 90%. But there are some reports about slowdown in the rural sites. And on the slope, as you said, that there were some reports on the slowdown in some utilization of certain in South India. Can you throw more color on whether you are seeing more organized players getting more market share? And in the demand side in the market, do you see the rural demand in an average normal demand, or do you see the slowdown happening? And still, on some color on the inventories, all this combination would be very useful. Thank you.
Basically, utilization part, we have been cautioning the various industry, I would say government, as well as the various industry segments, that if there is a pressure when in between there was a lot of talk about increase in cotton prices. There was a statement coming from one of the associations that cotton prices may go up to 75,000 level, whereas the international prices were much lower. So this was a sort of a reaction from the association there that if the cotton prices go to such level, then we'll have to resort to production cuts. So it was sort of a warning to various industry segments. It has not has actually happened. It was just a reaction to one of the statements which was made that the prices may go up so high. So actually to happen, it is not yet, none of the associations which I know and talk to has resorted yet to the production cut. They have been discussing between various industry segments how to balance the demand and supply. So that was one of the things. And you are, means as far as we see that a lot of players getting, the bigger players are getting bigger, the capacity is increasing, and their utilization level is also very stable in compared to the smaller players. So that reflects in itself that there is move towards organized players. Organized players are having better cost efficiency, better reach in the market, and also the variety to offer whenever there is a change in the product mixes, they are able to do it. So that actually helps these organized players to do better than the smaller ones, that's an unorganized one. That is definitely happening. And the second part of your question, can you please repeat this?
Okay, more on the rural demand. See, there are contrary reports that the demand in the garmenting side has slowed down. But here you're talking of utilization at 90%. So I was trying to see what might have caused this and have it picked up.
Basically, rural demand is like in India, we what has happened is that we normally categorize two. There are two or three categories of products in the final garments. One is a low-end garment in production, low-end garment value, which is lower value. Middle one, generally, which is being sold in urban cities, and then the luxury market, where it's a high-end price. So whenever there is a demand slowdown in the lesser price product, we presume that it is slowing down on the rural side, but it is not so. Since we cannot categorize where our products are sold in rural as well as the urban areas. Here the product categories are on the price front, and we are seeing definitely that low cost products are slightly selling on the lesser side. That is definitely happening. We are seeing that people are switching over to better priced products, maybe due to the quality reasons, or maybe the I would say money power has improved, so they want a better product out of it. So that is how normally the things move in our industry segment. It is very difficult for us to judge about the rural or the urban demands.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Soni from ICICI Bank Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, please.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I would like to have an idea for you. So how was the demand for cotton segments like RMG and home textile during FY23? And what's the expectation for FY24?
Both the segments are improving. Home textiles had a very rough last year, where all of a sudden, due to U.S. demand, when it was declared that U.S. may go in recession, a lot of the price destruction happened, and accordingly demand also went down. But now we are observing that the home textile players are doing reasonably well. Their demand is also picking up. Apparel segment has been steady because a lot of shift is happening also from due to China plus one, from various other, and the problems which our neighboring countries have. So apparel side, garment demand is doing pretty well. We are seeing that garment utilization is also very high in our country.
Okay.
Garment production.
Okay. So we can assume that the growth in home textile, I am talking about the industry revenue growth, will be positive compared to FY23 in FY24.
Yeah. We are also expecting it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Our next question is from the line of Krishna Kumar from Lion Hill Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So in just follow up to the previous questions, from a profitability perspective, right now you are in a spot where probably the raw material prices have got better, and you also have the levers of better demand conditions and also improving product mix probably over the remaining part of the fiscal year, say 24. So, what would be your expectation in terms of margin improvements, gross margins, if these things were to hold out and cotton prices remain rather stable at around current level, if such were the conditions, how would you kind of look at gross margins? Because the margins have collapsed literally over 12 months. So how do you see the slope of the improvement, sir?
Gross margins, definitely we have, as far as Nitin Spinners is concerned, we see that the gross margins in this quarter were one of the lowest which we have seen in last so many years. And we feel that this has bottomed out. From here on, there should be an improvement.
As the new capacities are going to be added up, value addition capacity is now downstream, segments is also already getting added. We see that this should increase our competitiveness, cost competitiveness, and of course, with various products which we are adding, and then it will be able to cater to the new customers also. So definitely that should look better. I don't want to put a number to it. We have always guided, a broad guidance have always been given for the kind of product mix from our side, and we aspire to reach there. But in this volatile times, I do not want to forecast for the full year at the moment. Let us see how the rest of the year pans out in terms of global uncertainty, especially. If we do not see any other uncertainty, we should be definitely better than what we are doing.
Okay. So on the cost front, sir, you know, other than cotton, if you look at other costs, basically logistics or power, etc. So how are you seeing trends there, sir? Are there any favorable trends on the other variable costs for us, sir?
On the side of logistics side, definitely the costs have bottomed out. We have seen a lot of, if you see total prices of the sea freight as well as the expenditures on the transportation being incurred by us during this current year is much lesser than what it was last year. So there is definitely their costs have come down substantially in comparison, and in fact they have reached near to pre-COVID level. So there the costs are very well in control. As far as power is concerned, we have already added some solar capacity last financial year. We are further adding up our in this current year also big solar capacity. So that should help us in bringing down our overall power cost. But as far as and there is a stable power rate in our state which has continued for last 2-3 years. So it should remain in the it should be on the positive side as well.
Sure, sir. Great, sir. So last question, sir. After this current big capex over in the current fiscal, what would be the management's view of further expansion? Capital aside, but would you like to probably go through a couple of years of consolidation, or would you like to look at one more expansion coming on top of what happens in FY24? What would be the current risk appetite of the management, sir?
As of now, for at least 1 year, I would rather say 1.5 years from now, till September of next FY25, we are not envisaging any addition of brownfield capacities or greenfield capacities. We would like to first stabilize the production, reach the optimum capacity utilization, and improve our margin. That is a consolidation process which is going to go around. And then we will think about the strategies for the segment which we want to grow in. And definitely we'll share with you as we come up with some ideas about this.
Thank you and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vishal Ramchand Panjwani from Ilara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. I just wanted to know, like, for current capex, like, by when it will be commissioned and, like, how long it will be taken to stand this up?
Like, parts means what we have envisaged is a total capacity capex of about 950 crores. And out of this, we had downstream industry, downstream, like, weaving, knitting, and finishing. So that is nearly completed. Already, part of it has been already started, and knitting and weaving is already started. The finished fabric segment is also is under trial run and going to start very shortly within this quarter. So we are there, we have already completed. For spinning portions, we are going to partially, already trial runs have started in some of our capacities, and they are going to get commissioned in next 6 months on a monthly basis. Part capacities every month we will be adding from June onwards. So that capacity will be added, and we expect that barring some small, as we see, there is some still electronic shortages, chip shortages are still there. So some of the machines may be, would be able to start by October or something like this. So others, we expect by October, we should be in a position to start our all our production. And we should reach our optimum capacity utilization by the end of this financial year. And the next financial year, we expect that the full benefits of this capacity increase would be available to the company.
Okay, thank you. And sir, what will be the top line you should be estimating after this capacity addition?
Of course, it depends a lot on the cotton prices and the accordingly the prices of the yarn. But on the current run rate, we should be in the range of 3,500 plus for annual turnover.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Dinesh, are we selling any grey cloths to outside market?
We are selling some small portion of our weaving fabric because our processing fabric was yet to be commissioned. So we are selling some small capacity.
Okay. And what percentage of our yarn is getting converted captively currently?
At the moment, about 23%. Last year, we did about 23% of our yarn was getting captively.
So, with the expansion for by FY24 end, what will be consuming?
We have added capacities in all the segments. So, the percentage will remain more or less like around 25. In between 25 to 27% of our yarn will get consumed in our with our additional added capacity also.
Okay, so another question is that we are actually observing higher realization in the weaving part, but rather than in the knitting, we are not getting a realization. Of course, due to the reasons you have cited earlier, that leisure is down and others. So my question is that now, had those yarns which were actually put into knitting segment, it could have gone into the weaving, then what kind of delta would have achieved? Or that is what I am saying is that in future, suppose such kind of lull in the leisure segment will be continuing, then will it be possible to convert, let's say, to focus on more of the woven segment rather than your knitting segment, so that we can get more returns? That is my point.
In spinning side, we are very flexible. We have all the capabilities to switch over, reduce, increase the knitting yarn production or shifting towards weaving. We can be, if needs arise, we can do 100% weaving yarn, and also if need arises, we can do 100% knitting yarn also. So that way we are very, very flexible on that particular side. So we do not lose anything as the demand comes, and as the price point is, it is better for weaving, we switch over accordingly. That is the flexibility we have. Yes, in the fabric side, both the processes are completely different. And on the fabric side, we are not able to switch over from the knitted machines are completely different, and the woven machines are also completely different. So
I agree. I mean, given for higher realization, will we devote more towards weaving than knitting? That is my point.
Yeah, of course, we always do that. That is always a part of our strategy. We are already in the yarn business. We definitely do that.
Okay, so if you say one kg of yarn generates around three meters of woven fabric, but what kind of scenario in knitting segment, if you can give some idea?
Knitting segment is like for one, let's say a t-shirt, you need about in 1 kg of yarn you make nearly 2 to 2.5 t-shirts depending on the kind of product you are making. And in the shirt side also, you can make about with 1.5 meter of fabric used, about two
shirts per kg of yarn. So that is where it. So it is not basically there. We are not into garmenting business. So we are not basically we are selling the fabric side only. So it doesn't matter. We can and it is we are using only 27% of our capacities, which is easily fungible. We can change and we can shift to whatever it requires us to do on the spinning side.
Okay. And sir, in weaving side, we have seen an increment of realization of around 17%. So we had a big jump in FY22 of 48%, but it has tapered down to 17%. So if let's say I am to segregate between the value and the what is the value addition? So vis-a-vis the inflation. So can it be fair to assume that we have added only 7% to the value add growth?
I am not able to, for what means 7% for what?
Realization in the weaving part, weaving segment. Realization for me. Sir.
I am not able to get your question actually.
In the weaving section, four meter realization is around 182, is 156 last year and 106 21. So we had a big jump in FY22 around 48%. So this year that growth has
last year was from 106 to 166 was because in the that particular year we were not having our process house running full capacity. It was including the gray fabric also.
Okay. So
that increase came because of the gray fabric utilization also. Here, now our capacities on the woven side and the finished side is quite balanced. 90% of our production goes into the finished fabric side. So the more comparable figures are last year to this year, and that is primarily higher value add.
So going forward, how much value addition is possible, or will the realization will stay at this level, or any room for expansion in realization going forward?
In the fabric side?
Yes.
In the fabric side, the yarn prices have, if you see, the yarn prices have reduced much more in comparison to our fabric side. Fabric prices have remained more stable, or rather they have gone up only. So there we see much more stable regime, and we expect that prices will remain more or less stable what it was last year.
So we can assume that now for FY24 and 25, keeping in inflation, we will be getting that kind of growth, let's say maybe 5 to 7% in realization.
Not now, because already whatever increase or inflation you are expecting has already happened. Cotton prices have come down. So from here, we do not expect the per unit price to go up substantially.
Because we have introduced certain lines which were actually well-to-added.
That will increase the production.
Okay, that will increase production. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Vikas Rajpal from VK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thanks for taking my questions. Sir, if you look at the company's geographical spread, we would see that the domestic revenue growth has been more or less flat, but we've seen incremental growth coming from the export side. So, sir, I just wanted to know which particular geography did you see a good growth coming in from? That's the first question, sir. I'll follow up.
Actually, it is not that way. Last year, our exports were higher and this year, our exports are lesser. Last year, our exports were about 1,950 crores and this year, our total exports are about 1,356 crores. So, in fact, exports have come down in this particular year. And,
sir, I'm asking on a sequential basis. So last quarter exports were, compared to last quarter, exports were better.
Yeah, I have already told in my commentary also that we are seeing good uptick in Europe. Also, we are seeing some demand coming in from Latin American country. And China was also doing better than previous quarter.
Okay. And sir, on the margin side, sir, I suppose that you know, JFM would have been an incremental growth in margin. So January would have been the, you know, lowest margin from where we started off, you know, in December, and now right now we must have been at, you know, at a higher margin compared to what on a blended level we are reporting. So I just wanted to get a sense of that, sir, and where we are currently.
Currently, we are more or less at similar levels what we were in Q3 and Q4. The margins have not substantially improved. There has been a pressure on the demand from the export side. Our normal exports of the country of cotton yarn used to be very, very high in the financial year 22. We have not yet reached that level. Domestic demand is better, but still the prices have not substantially improved. So we can consider margins are more or less flat at this point of time.
Okay. So sir, you just mentioned sometime back with an additional, you know, 10 to 15 rupees of delta, we might be able to achieve 14-15% kind of margin. So when you say that, so do you mean that, you know, you need an incremental higher spread coming in from the export business side?
Basically, overall, with the kind of inflation happening all around, with the increase in cost, if you see these kind of delta, I explained in that particular question also, that with the same delta, we used to make a 15% margin, maybe 2 years back. But with today, with increase in cost every segment, we also need to increase our prices by another 10 to 15 rupees to reach that level. So that is what we aspire to reach, that if we have to reach 15-16% margin, we need to increase our ultimate product prices as well.
Got it. So additional delta will come in only from increasing price. Got it. And sir, lastly, on the debt part, sir, I know that we are doing capex, and that's why, I mean, the debt remains a little bit on the inflated side. So any roadmap to, you know, where, so currently if you look at debt to equity, it's close to 1. So any roadmap to where, you know, we intend to reach on the debt levels in the next couple of years?
Basically, this is our upper limit. We wish to maintain our debt equity below 1, which we have been doing for last 2-3 years. And basically, all these debt which we are taking are on a concessional interest rates. So, so that increases our return on net worth, because if we reduce the debt, we are trying to keep the debts in very manageable levels, where we are easily able to service them, and that helps in the growth of the company. So considering that, yes, definitely debt equity below 1 is our target.
Okay. And sir, my last question is on the spread side again. So sir, I think in one of our previous con calls, you had mentioned that the new capacity which is going to come in, that will be able to manufacture blended yarn as well. Because, you know, when the cotton prices had gone up, you had seen an incremental demand coming in from the blended yarn. So, sir, I just wanted to know what will be the realizations of blended yarn versus pure cotton. I just wanted to understand that, basically.
The blended yarns we are making also blended with cotton, also blended various 2 or 3 kinds of man-made fibers getting blended. And prices, frankly, depend on what kind of product mix you are using. And it has a very, very wide range. So, very difficult to quantify, because then we have to benchmark one of the products, and then we have to work on that particular side. But definitely we have seen that the margins were very, very low in these segments earlier. Now they have improved in comparison because of the demand in domestic market, as well as India becoming more competitive in the international market. So we foresee that kind of demand will remain, and accordingly we have tried to make a product mix where we are also focusing to produce this kind of product.
And sir, since you are saying that the industry is operating at around 90-95% utilization level, so what stops us from taking price hike? Or is there any price hike in pipeline right now?
Basically, what is happening is the industry is reaching 90% levels, and the domestic segment is also doing reasonably well. But the exports are not picking to the extent what we expected to be.
Okay.
That is actually, if we come back to the normal export level, India as a country used to export more than 100 million kgs of yarn, cotton yarn every month. So we are not nowhere near this. So if we reach that level, definitely prices will automatically increase as well.
Thank you, sir. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anil Kumar Sharma, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the good numbers. Congrats for that. Sir, my question is, how much we are exporting to the China right now, and what are the prospects of exporting to China in this current year? And number two, what inventory level, what is the raw material of the total, and what is the finished goods?
First of all, for China, last year was about, we were in the range of about 6 to 7% of our total export sales, which is about 4-4.5% of our top line we were exporting.
Right,
so, and going forward, last year was a year where China was closed to a great extent. In the previous years, the exports to China was to a level of about 10%. So we expect that this year it will be better than, definitely better than the last financial year. As far as the inventories are concerned, normally we do not disclose about this, the number of days or how much inventory we are carrying. But we are carrying definitely higher than the last year. And our finished goods are also in line. Very nominal finished goods are also there. So it is nothing to, not the increase in the finished goods which you are seeing, increase in the inventories which you are seeing is majorly in the raw material.
Thank you, sir. My last question is that going forward, where do you see the cotton prices? Still, cotton prices are higher, somewhat higher than the international level. Where do you think it is going to be? Whether coming.
We feel that cotton prices should remain at this level. We had a very low production of cotton product, one of the lowest cotton production. We just come to the, actually the cotton production has been higher, but farmers have not been bringing the cotton, raw cotton into the ginning and pressing. And as on today also, we are seeing cotton coming in and getting pressed, which is normally by this time the season is over. And still we are seeing more than 1 lakh bale of cotton coming in. So, in considering that, there is a good supply, demand-supply balance happening, and accordingly, we see the cotton prices to remain at current level, plus 62,000 plus minus 5%.
Right, sir. Thank you. So nice of you. Wish you a good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chandra for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Sir, just one quick thing. We have already discussed this thing in many questions also on the margin side. Sir, our sales is happening, capex is on course, but our given guidance of 16 to 20%, we are very far from that. So, some hint, if you could share, from 11-12% to 16%, whether you think it will happen in 1 year or take more time. Any hint on that, sir?
Avnaji, we definitely aspire to be at that place. But the current situation is not very conducive. As far as the global situation is not very conducive. Domestic demand is still far better. There is, domestic demand has been stable. I would not say better, but they have been stable. So once the export situation and the global situation improves, definitely the normalization will come. So we have seen many, many challenges, and but still we have been reasonably able to maintain our operating margins. So once the normalization comes in, you will definitely see a kicker in our operating margins as well and reach to the targeted level. And it depends completely on the demand scenario. If it happens in next 6 months, you can see even in this financial year as well.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much, Dinesh sir and Maheshwari sir, for spending your valuable time and providing us this opportunity to host the call. Any final comment before closing, sir?
Yeah, I would like to thank everyone, all of you, for taking out time for joining the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. I would also like to thank Smith and Avniji for hosting the call. Any further information, some of them we have not been able to give, kindly get in touch with our finance team or our investor relation advisor. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Smiths Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.